Petersburg's petition to form a new borough government is not the only signature-gathering effort underway. Area resident Gail Eastwood is circulating a petition opposing Petersburg's borough. She talked about that petition during a KFSK Tradio call-in show this month.
I put down some alternatives instead of the borough, like for annexation of the road system, if they want that, for income from the south end of the island at the ferry. They're saying possible a development out there, and the city wanted to get some revenue off of that. And I said that there really wasn't a need for the borough, and that hopefully that if I had more signatures than what the city required to put it on the ballot, it would hopefully negate the expense of going to a ballot.
Eastwood's petition says residents outside of city limits beyond the Mitkoff Island road system do not have access to any city services and won't under a new borough. It also says people outside of Mitkoff Island and the city of Kuprinoff do not use Petersburg's schools, but homeschool their kids instead. Eastwood has posted her petition at local grocery and hardware store bulletin boards, along with a spot at Petersburg's North Harbor and at Keene Channel south of town. In its petition to the state, the city of Petersburg is proposing a home rule borough that would encompass over 4,300 square miles of land and water. The area would include Mitkoff Island, part of Kuprinoff, and a portion of the mainland. It would be a nearly tenfold increase in the size of the existing city. The new government would receive money from the state at the startup of a borough and would be able to select some state land as well. Taxable lands within a new borough would also bring in money to the new government and could possibly make up for an anticipated loss in federal funding, once called timber receipts. Aside from the financial benefits, a Petersburg borough government would have zoning and land use powers inside its boundaries and more of a say on development projects in the area. Local elected officials have been talking about forming a borough for more than a decade, and the city council last month voted to start seeking signatures on the city's petition. At a city council meeting this month, Mayor Al Dwyer said he could only come up with a couple of reasons for forming a new borough.
One of them was the timber receipts, and the other was we don't want Juneau claiming all the land around us. So those were the only two motivations for that whole thing, I think, to begin with. And now I think there's other reasons why we should have a new borough. So I'd like to know what those are so I can repeat them to people. Yeah. And I think we need a public hearing so that people can come and listen and have it on the radio so that people over in Kuprinoff or down at Pappy's Landing can hear about it. And in other words, public education and council education.
The city is on its way to meeting signature requirements to submit the petition to the state's local boundary commission. So far, city staff and volunteers have gathered around 100 signatures from inside city limits and 4 or 5 from outside town. They'll need 151 signatures from Petersburg voters and another 17 from voters outside city limits. If the city is able to gather enough signatures, that petition goes on to the state's local boundary commission for a lengthy review process. And if the commission approves the petition, all registered voters within the proposed borough would have their say during an election. The city plans a public meeting to answer questions and concerns about the borough. That meeting will be April 16th at 6 p.m. in city council chambers. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.